This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have our good friend and longtime supporter, Dr. Gordon Patterson here, a professor of history at the School of Arts and Communications, the College of Psychology and Liberal Arts. He has been at Florida Tech for 37 years, an environmental historian. He focuses on mosquito control, also deals in vector-borne diseases with a focus on emerging pathogen invasive species. And that's about the entire interview, just the introduction.
I'm very appreciative that you're having me here as we embark upon what will be the 50th recognition of Earth Day, which is coming up on April 22nd, 2018. And in looking at past, on the 22nd of April in 1970, Florida Tech students got together in Gleason Auditorium for a teach-in. And all across campus, professors were admonished to devote part of their time to thinking about what we can do to make our planet a better place and what we can do to help other people. Since then, 17,532 days have passed. Friday night, we're going to be talking at Evans Library at 6:30 p.m. about Earth Day, about the character of our response to it, and I'm going to be one of the speakers, but Dr. Natalie Dorfeld will be talking, and Zach Eichholz, who's a sharp young man who's making a difference on campus.
This is part of the library's After Hours series. They do an event free and open to the public, and it will be on Friday night at 6:30, so we hope that you will plan to come out. Gordon brought in some clippings from newspaper back in 1970, and there was quite a bit of coverage of the first Earth Day event.
Florida Tech students in 1970, I think, were the catalyst for a number of events, and a couple of professors were active, Dave Woodbridge, Jim Lassiter, Professor Nevin, who was in the biology department. And going out from Florida Tech, there was a day of activity at what was then Brevard Junior College. Max King was one of the speakers there. And then we had this teach-in on campus that afternoon. There were displays, static displays of our films. And the whole idea was to focus attention upon how we are responsible for the environment we live in. And that's what Earth Day should be about, thinking about things. Jane Goodall said something very, very sharp many years ago. Every day, we have an impact on the world around us. Every day. No matter what you do, you're going to make a difference. But what we need to think about in the days that lie before us is what kind of difference we want to make. And that's precisely what we're going to be talking about on Friday night. We're going to look at what we've done and what we are doing and try to think in terms of how in the future we can make a difference in the world around us. In 1970, there were 3.6 billion people on this planet. Today, there are 7.6. In 2050, there'll be 9.9 billion people. What we do will tell much about our future. To be an environmentalist is not to worry about the past. It's to worry about the future and what we leave the children and those that come after us. And that's pretty much the spirit, I think, of what Professor Dorfeld and Zach Eichholz are going to be talking about. I think it'll be a good evening. It's an evening in which we'll focus our thoughts and try to walk out of there making a difference in the days that come ahead.
We hope everyone will come out. That's Friday evening at the Evans Library, free and open to the public. It begins at 6:30, and I guarantee Gordon has some very interesting slides from back in the day, and he's just a very interesting person to listen to. So come on out, make a difference, and make our world a better place. Celebrate Earth Week. Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you, Terry, for having me.